Questa è una dimostrazione tecnica data da Ron Hubbard il 2 maggio 1962. La rispettiva traduzione può essere trovata nel fascicolo allegato. Il titolo è Dimostrazione TV, Prep Checking Parte 1. Questo nastro dura 56 minuti. Riprodotto da Golden Era Productions.
Ok, have a seat. Shut the door. There we go.
They can see me?
Yeah, sit forward. Yeah. Ah, girl. Ah, girl. Now, here we are. Make sure I got a pencil. Now, a little bit of over here. Put a strain on the situation. Hope that's all right with you.
Oh, sure.
You probably wonder why you were here.
I am consumed with curiosity.
Well, actually, you are here because you have had a continuing present time problem.
Oh.
And a bunch of alleged... What's the date? 2 May.
Alleged?
Alleged prep checking was done on you. I've just given a lecture on missed withholds.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to show people how awful easy it is. You know, people just relax about the thing, you know, and just do it. It'll all be all right. But they don't. They manage to do everything else. Well, here we are at 8:24. Now, let's see what your tone on. Is reading here. Oh, it isn't very bad. That's about 2.4. Sensitivity 16. Going to do is very, very simple. All I'm going to do is locate some of the missed withholds everybody has been playing tag with, you see, and they've been having a marvelous time with.
That's fine.
And we're going to straighten this up. But the truth of the matter is that apparently whoever was giving you a prep check was missing on most cylinders. I mean, I don't care if the person's there and hears me, you know. I mean, this is, you know, this is an oh my God situation. So. No, there's more to all this than everybody is doing, you understand? And it's also simpler. So we're going to straighten this out if we can. We'll see what luck we have.
That's fine.
All right.
I want to find out, too.
Well, you'll find out. Okay. So, here we go. Is it all right with you if I start this session now?
Yes.
All right, here it is. Start of session. Okay, has the session started for you?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. What goals would you like to set for this session?
Well, to find the missed withholds.
All right. Good. Any other goal you'd like to set for this session?
Yeah, to get the PTP handled. To get the PTP handled.
All right.
That's enough.
All right. Is that enough? All right. Any goals you'd like to set for life or livings?
Yeah, I want to get through the, make a concerted effort to study and get through this stupidity ridge I'm sitting in on material.
Any other goal you'd like set for life or living?
No, that's not.
All right, that's it. All right, good. Ah, here we go. Now look around here and tell me if it's all right to audit in this room.
Yes.
All right, I got a little tick there. What do you?
I noticed the picture. Everywhere I go, I see that picture.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. Now look around here and tell me if it's all right to audit in this room.
Yes.
All right, there's just one little tick left there. Anything else about this room? That's it. That's it.
Just noticing the bed.
Hmm.
Not anything special about it.
All right, it's going to kick on it.
Is it?
Yeah, that is. What's about that bed?
Rather out of place in this room.
It's out of place?
Yes.
All right, good enough.
Belongs in a bedroom.
All right, yeah. Very good. Okay. Look around here and tell me if it's all right to audit in this room. That's fine. Thank you very much. That's clear now. All right. Are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties?
Yes.
All right. There's just one little slightly latent tick on that you might say.
Well, I it's difficult for me to reach for you.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Oh, it is. All right. Okay. Are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties?
Mm.
That's fine. That came out. That's clear now. All right. Are you withholding anything? I got a tick there.
Just more of the same. I've got so many overts on you that I tend to individuate. It's my ineffectiveness on dissemination.
All right. Okay. Well, right this minute, are you withholding anything?
No.
All right. Thank you very much. Are you... Let me see if this is clear.
Mm.
Are you withholding anything? Oh, that's pretty good. There's just the tiniest tick there now.
Mm.
Just the tiniest tick. You might put your... Right now, just right this minute, are you withholding anything?
No, there isn't anything I'm not willing to talk to you about. There's a whole gob of stuff, of course, that I got rattling around.
All right.
But not withholding anything from you.
All right. Very good. All right. Let me test this again.
Mm.
Are you withholding anything? Well, we've got that clear enough. It's nothing but a latent read.
Good.
Okay. Now, do you have a present time problem? That's, I get nothing, an equivocal registry on this. Very latent. Well, what are you laughing about there particularly?
Well, just, I've got a chronic PTP.
All right. But right now, aside from that chronic PTP, do you have a present time problem?
No.
All right. There's a little tick there. There's just a little tick there. What is your problem right this minute?
Well, a little bit of, I hope that this session comes out so it's real instructive for the students.
Oh, well, I'm not, we're not running this session, you know, for the students.
That's all right. I know. But they feel very close.
Right. All right, very good.
In the room.
That's fine, and that's what you what you thought of.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. Thank you. All right, do you have a present time problem?
No.
That's dandy. I don't know. There was one little other tick there. I said dandy, but a little bit too soon.
Yeah, well, I do have a problem with the course. I could put my attention on the course at this time, and it's just an awful difficulty in passing material.
All right. Okay. Now, let me check this again.
Mm.
Do you have a present time problem? Well, there's an infinitesimal flick. We're getting it cut right down now. There's just an infinitesimal flick before a latent flick.
Mm.
There's two flicks here.
Oh, well.
All right. Now, what might that be?
Well, am I going to be terminated next week without a classification?
I see. No, you were already extended, I think. That's
oh, was I?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, well, that...
All right. Instructions were that people that this caught with only 2 or 3 weeks to go and so forth, they got extended.
Mm.
It was automatic. All right, let me check this again, okay? All right. Do you have a present time problem?
No.
All right. Well, we've got this awfully cut down, but there is just a little hair.
Well, this could go into the chronic PTP, actually, because this is what I've got keyed in.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get effective enough to do something about my marriage and do something about dissemination? It's just the whole ball of wax.
All right, this is a constant worry to me. All right. Now, aside from that PTP, which we're going to take up here,
yeah, I know. That's...
Do you have a present time problem?
No.
All right, I still get a tick.
Well, see, the course is part of this one because this is where I hope to get effective enough to do something about my
laziness. All right, all right.
And th- That's the only thing that is worrying me.
All right. Okay, let me check it again. Do you have a present time problem? I've got a tiny flick. right this minute. I'm not talking about now. We're going to take up your husband and the course and dissemination. We're going to take all that up. But right here, right now, do you have a present time problem?
No.
That's it. Thank you. All right, I'm going to let that ride because we got it clean as a whistle. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to do a little prep checking on you, if that's all right with you. What would you say to that?
It's fine.
All right, here we go. First thing I've got to do is look at your folder. And, we seem to, have been racking up a lot of OWs on the course, and OWs. Well, OWs aren't missed with those, and they aren't problems. Well, you got a lot of stuff here about snakes. About nothing Martineau on that, and destroying plants and snakes. Somebody's having a ball here one way or the other. Wonder how far afield you can get. That has anything to do with it. Let's get into something here. Let's get into something here, shall we? Now you got a chronic present time problem about I'm trying to upset your auditor or anything like that, if your auditor's here and all of this. It's not he. This started with your auditor earlier. And it's been going adrift. And all I'm going to get into is I understand you have a chronic present time problem now. It has to do with your marriage, your husband, and so forth. Is that right?
Actually, part of it is Bill and Donna, too, with the Scientology Center.
Yeah.
It's all one big ball of wax, really.
Hmm?
It's all one big bunch of wax.
All right. Now, were you having trouble with your husband before you had trouble with the center?
No.
Well, you only had it since.
Actually, it all started at the same time. You see, I met my husband through the...
Oh, you met your husband through
it. All started.
I see. Well, we get a fall here on the center. Mm. We don't get much of a fall on your husband.
Yeah, but that's the...
How about your husband?
Well...
All right, and how about the center? Well, you're thinking about something else now.
I am?
Yeah.
Well, I actually don't feel that the problem with my husband is acute anymore because I can separate this one out.
Hmm?
It's actually Scientology is my problem. How do I disseminate effectively?
All right.
You're part of it.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And how long has this been a problem?
Actually, it's been a problem since 55.
55. Earlier than 55? Yeah.
50.
50? Was the problem in 50?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting fall now.
Mm.
All right. This predates the center, huh?
Yeah.
All right. What about 50?
Well,
spring of 50?
No.
Summer?
It was in late September, early October when I read first book.
All right. September, October. Okay. Did you have some auditing sessions at that time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's when I went into Jackins. This he was my first instructor.
Yeah. Well, I well knew this particular combination. Mm. All right. Now what we're going to do here is we're going to operate on a zero question. And let me just test two or three zero questions here, all right?
That's fine.
I'm going to say, has an auditor ever failed to find out something about you? All right, that's not it. What should have been found out about you? All right, what should have been found out about you? Have you ever failed to find out about something? What should have been found out about you? Well, that seems to have a little reaction there. All right. So we're going to put that down as the zero, in spite of the fact that it starts with what? And what should have been found out about you? What should have been found out about you? That's it. All right, now we're referring clear back to September, something like that, October.
October.
It's October.
Yeah.
October 1950.
Yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And what should have been found out about you at that time? That's it.
Well, that I was actually didn't have, I was stupid. That's my biggest problem, is my stupidity.
All right. Okay. Very good. And did your stupidity get you into some trouble at that time? No. Well, who failed to find out about this? That's it.
Well, Jackins.
Jackins? Jackins? Now, you'll have to come again.
Mm.
Who was it? Who was it? Are you gone? Or who was it?
Well, I'm looking at Jimmy.
Hmm?
My first husband, Jimmy.
Jimmy? All right, was it Jimmy? Jimmy? We got a little halt on that. Jimmy? Jimmy?
Hmm.
All right. Anybody ever ask any prep check questions about Jimmy?
Overt withhold on him.
No, anybody ever ask you any prep check questions about Jimmy?
A husband, actually, not Jimmy's. Yeah, I think they did. I think Ava did.
Mm-hmm. When was that?
When prep checking first started here.
Hmm.
It generalized into what did you do to a husband? What have you done to a husband?
Well, what did he fail to find out about you in October of 1950?
Well,
that's it.
Yeah, that I was, using actually Dianetics to,
you got it.
I get real confused what I did.
All right, come on. You got it. Using
well, actually, to establish a beingness that couldn't be made less of.
Mm-hmm. All right. What did he fail to find out? What did Jimmy fail to find out there?
Well, that I didn't consider myself anything.
Ah, I see.
That's what I'm hung up in. I totally make nothing of myself.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is that October of 1950?
Yeah.
All right. There we go. Hotter than a pistol. Okay. Now, who is this an overt against?
Well, Jimmy.
All right. And just what did you do to Jimmy there?
Well, I learned Dianetics at that time. I got to understanding it better than he.
Yeah.
And using it as a... I am smarter than you are.
Mm-hmm.
I do that to Charlie, too.
Yeah. All right.
But I did that to Jim.
Okay. And what did you do there specifically?
I took the first course under Jackins and learned about Dianetics, learned to audit.
All right. But what did you do to Jimmy there specifically?
Well, I made him take the course with me.
All right. That's it. Go on.
But just a field that was using then Dianetics to solve him.
To do what?
To solve him.
Oh, I see. Well, now we're back to what didn't he find out there?
Well, he didn't find out that I... that I thought he was more able than I was. I would always put out that I was more. able than he was.
All right.
And I never let him know that I consider myself inferior to him.
All right. All right. Good enough. Good enough. Now, what did you do that he failed to find out? That's it. That's it.
Well, I read the first book, but then he found out about that later.
Yeah, but what did you do specifically? Come on. What did you do specifically? You must have done something there. The needle isn't falling on...
Reading the first book?
Nothing. Well, I mean, the needle isn't falling on nothing here.
Yeah.
This needle's falling on something, and it's doing... rather steep, repetitive falls every time you think over this situation. So what did you do? You must have done something. What did you do?
But he didn't know about it.
Yeah,
he didn't find out about
it. He never found out about it at that time.
Well, see, this is the one that's difficult for me because I would do it and then it was get even with. So he always knew what I did, but, he didn't know it was a get... Yeah, he knew it was a get even with, too.
All right. Good, good. That's fine. But what did you do? You see, you're mostly telling me attitudes.
Yes,
you have.
I know.
You understand? I want to know something you did that he never found out about. That's it.
Anytime? You mean later than...
I don't care when it was. Tell me.
Well, yeah, okay. I did some stuff that he didn't find out. Later, though. So I went into a promiscuity bit later, after I left him, that he didn't ever find out about.
All right, all right. All
but this
right.
was later then.
All right, and earlier, what did you do that he didn't find out about? I want a specific instance here.
Earlier.
I don't care when. You just give me one.
Yeah.
A specific thing that you did, actually did, with your paws and your head and your hands and you, that you did. That he never found out about, that Jimmy never found out about. That's it.
I don't have anything.
Da-da-da-da. That's it, right there. Right there.
Well,
that's it.
It is? I've got an area of time, but I don't have a doing this.
Hmm?
I've got an area of time, but not a doing this.
All right, it's right in that area of time.
This is in Oklahoma in 1943, before I married him.
All right, go on, go on. You got a tape, what did you, that's it, right there.
I did, huh? Something I did. I had...
That's it. You're right on it. You're right on it.
Well, I had some intentions to... Well, I did trap him. I'm gonna...
Is that something you did?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think he ever found out about that.
And he ever found out about it?
I don't think so.
All right. And now, going to this further, what did you specifically do?
Well, I slept with him as a trap.
All right.
Actually, I used of my virginity at that point to trap him.
All right. Okay.
This is the biggest overt I have on Jimmy.
And what's the overt there?
Just I was a virgin, and this flipped him. You see, he seduced me at that point, and that hung him up.
I see. I see.
All right. I intended to use it, you see.
All right. How do you state this now? Exactly what did you do? Not thought or intended. What did you do? What did you do specifically?
Well,
that's you're getting there.
Yeah, but I don't know how to state it, so it makes a good one question.
Will you let me make the one question?
Yeah, listen.
You let me audit this. Huh?
Okay.
Just because you haven't been audited lately, why? That's why you're not being audited now.
Okay.
All right, let's go now. What did you do?
Well, the nearest I can come to it, and this sounds maudlin, but like I saved myself. I stayed a virgin to trap a man.
All right.
I had every intention all this life to do that.
All right. Okay. All right. You're getting there. It's ticking in.
Yeah.
I acknowledge you did that.
Yes, okay.
All right. I acknowledge you did that. I'm just driving it down in time, in a specific instance, at a specific moment.
Yeah.
An act. An actual act, not an intention. I want an act. What did you do? That's right. Oh, you're rocking on it. That's it.
Well, that isn't very much of an act, though, you know?
I don't care, but what is the act? There it is.
Well,
that's
to use this, doesn't come out like a doing this, though. It's an intention.
I don't care how it comes out.
Well, just, I...
You just tell me what you did, and I'll take it from there.
Okay, I spotted Jimmy in the environment, and I decided he was the man I was going to trap by sleeping with him, and then I was going to marry him.
All right, very good.
It was an intention to marry him.
All right, good. That's fine. And you got the tick there. And what did you do?
I slept with him.
All right. Very good. And you slept with him with what intention?
To marry him.
To marry him?
Mm-hmm.
Or to trap him?
No, that's the same.
That's the same.
Marriage is a trap, yeah.
All right. What about sleeping with a man to trap him, huh?
Well, this is fine, except he's the only one I did this life.
That's all right.
Well, the earliest one I did, I should say.
That's my girl.
Yeah, that's the earliest one this life.
That's a little more honest.
Mm.
All right. And we've got our what? All right. And that isn't... I'm not always doing anything accusative here. But you see, I operate very funny, Dorothy. I think it's what people do, not what they intend to do, that makes a prep check.
Yeah.
And of course, I know that's novel.
Yeah.
I know that's a novel theory. Look at here now. You've got an incident here. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, when was that exactly?
That was in...
That's a girl.
May.
That's a girl.
Of 1943.
All right. It's a nice little ding there.
Mm.
Very good. May of 1943.
Mm.
All right.
Questa dimostrazione continua sul lato 2 di questa cassetta.